We're looking live here at GTTN Ministry. This is our Q&A night on a Wednesday night at 7:30. I'm sitting here with two of our pastors. I got Pastor Kurt, and we also have Pastor Sam. Tonight, Pastor Jim is out of town, so we just like to keep him in your thoughts and prayers tonight as they travel. First things first, fellas, it's been on our heart that in America here, because I know we're speaking live to everybody around the world, we've had an election probably about a week and a half ago, I guess now. And, you know, God is stirring things up in the world. There's a lot of fear that's been being poured out right now. And people's hearts all over the world are being troubled. Would you both agree? Yeah. And, you know, we always want to know, how do we overcome this fear? You know, and it starts with having a relationship with God. You know, the Bible says in itself, I did not give you a spirit of fear, but I've given you a spirit of peace, love, and a sound mind. You know, when you have a relationship with God and you have a trust with God, it takes all the fear out of your heart. Now, look, we're all going to have trials. There's going to be tribulations. There's going to be circumstances and problems that arise in everybody's life. But when you have a relationship with God and you can trust in that relationship with Him, you will find peace through a storm, through, you know, a circumstance that may not be going the way you want, but you can rest assured you'll have peace, joy, and a sound mind, so your heart won't be troubled. Would anybody like to add to that?
A lot of thinking is worrying about tomorrow. And one thing that our pastor always says in here is nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow. Nobody. Nobody has a crystal ball. Nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow. And all you can worry about right now, all you can be concerned about is today. You have today. That's living in awareness. Worrying about tomorrow, dwelling on yesterday, is going to torment you every single time. But when you have awareness, that's focusing on today. That's focusing on the moment, making sure that your thinking is right, making sure that you're doing the right things. You know, we speak a lot about your thinking in here. And, you know, we speak a lot about the truth. And you know, a lot of lies are going to come up in your head, a lot of lies about destruction, devastation, all these things. But, you know, the scripture says this, and this is a great scripture we always quote in here. Though 5,000 people fall at your left hand, and 10,000 might fall at your right, not one arrow is going to hit you. You know, you can control one thing in this world, and that's you. You can't control anybody else or anything else in this world. And our problem is we're so worried about everybody else instead of worrying about ourselves. We're focusing on everybody and everything, and we're not focusing on ourselves. I heard a quote this week, and this guy said, listen, there's always going to be two people you're arguing with in your life, two arguments. One argument is with the person in front of you, and the other argument, the most important one, is with yourself. And if you control yourself, you control your own thinking, the person across from you disappears. And that's a great way to think. You know, you can't control anybody or anything, but you control yourself. You have the power to control yourself. And in this place, we have a lot of truths in here, a lot of things that we speak that will enable you and give you the tools that will start teaching you to control yourself. A lot of people don't have that control. A lot of people don't have those gifts. They don't have those tools because they've never been taught them. They've been following the patterns of this world. And a lot of patterns of this world bring us to fear, worry, and anxiety. Well, Pastor speaks oftentimes in here, and he says that God does not exist until we create him. He doesn't exist. God's the God of faith. And faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So God's not created in you until you create him by faith. And what we teach you in here, we give you the tools, we give you the truths that you can start seeing and creating God in your life. Because until you create him, he's not existing in you. See, you're going to, whatever you believe, you're serving. Whatever you believe, you're worshiping. If you believe the lies, if you believe fear, if you believe worry, believe anxiety, you're worshiping it. If you believe truth, see, peace, joy, and righteousness is what we strive for in here. That's what we want. That's what we teach. That's our whole goal. If you don't have peace, if you don't have joy, you don't have righteousness, then God has not been created in your life. Because that's who he is. He's the God of peace. He's the God of joy, and he's the God of righteousness.
You know, I just want to elaborate on what Sam's speaking about tonight. You know, we last week we talked about following and obeying the commandments that God writes on your heart. When you're able to do that, you're in the kingdom of God. You're developing a right standing with God and a relationship with Him. And fear does not exist unless you entertain it and give power to fear. There's media people out there. There's all different kinds of rumors and scenarios that are going on. And all these people are conjuring up these lies and these thoughts. And it's causing people to have a troubled heart. You know, over here in America, we're having a massive protest out there in the streets right now. They're not happy with the way the election transpired and all this. And there's so much fear and worry that's going on because nobody's at rest. You know, God wants us to find rest in Him. And the only way we can find rest in Him is if we seek Him. And we learn how to, like Sam was saying, be aware. You know, have an awareness of what your surroundings are. Having awareness of what you're speaking upon your heart. Like, is there peace there or is there troubleness? Because when there's trouble and you can grab a hold of it, you can cast that troubleness out of your heart. God says, resist the devil and it will flee. Because, you know, when you have that worry and you have that fear, you don't have a stable mind. There's constant thoughts and imaginations that you're entertaining, and it's stirring up this troubleness and this worry within your heart. Just like what's happening out there in the world, you know, where governments and people are just so fearful of the future. You know, God already has ordained and predestined your future. God said, I've given you a hope for tomorrow. So what are we worrying about tomorrow? If we have a relationship with God and we have the ability to just rest in Him and knowing that we know that He has our future and our hopes already predestined, then why are we worrying about what's going to happen in the future? You know, we can't control anything. Just like Sam was saying, we have no control over anything except for one thing, our thoughts. You know, where's our patterns and our thoughts within our mind? You know, if they're causing trouble and fear to come in, we need to what's called repent, which is changing the way you're thinking, and get rid of those things. Start thinking on things above. Like, you know what? I'm thankful if I got five fingers on this hand, I got five fingers on that hand. Let's just bring it to simplicity. You know, be thankful and grateful for the things that you have in your life, not for the things that you're looking to long for, but just be grateful for the things that you do have, because you know what? That starts to take away fear, and it gives you peace. It gives you a time to just rest and gives you assuredness that God's with you and He's always with you. You know, I was getting a scripture on the way here today. It's in the Bible, and we use the Bible in here. And, you know, back in the Old Testament, the Jews, the Israelites, were looking to go into the Promised Land, and they said that they sent out 10 different people, 10 spies, to spy out this land that they were about to take. And out of the 10 people, they saw all these huge people, like giants, they were saying. And the land looked beautiful. There was like grapes and fruit and water and all this kind of stuff. But when they came back and was given the report, 8 of them said, you know what? There is a lot of fruit in there, but guess what? There's giants in the land. We can't defeat them. They started having all this fear and worry and anxiety saying, hey, you know what? There's a promised land there, but we can't have it because there's people that dwell in there that we can't defeat, which to me is really your fears and your worries and your anxieties. But there was 2 guys that came back and said, you know what? This is awesome. Look at this big, gigantic grapes that we carried back. You know, there's so much fruit. There's so much vegetation and water, and the land's great, you know. And there's these people in there, but we're going to kick them out. There was 2 people that recognized it. They looked beyond what the natural was, and they said, you know what? If God is for us, who can be against us? And they didn't want to bow down to the fear and the worry and anxiety. What report are you believing in your life? You know, we get all those reports by the media and all this baloney that's going on out there, and people are on one side and people are on the other side, and there's like bickering back and forth. What report are you going to believe? Because I want to believe God's report. God's report in my heart is His commandments, that His voice speaks to me every single day, that tells me, you know what? You're my child. You and everyone are sons and daughters of God if you trust them. All we got to do is trust them. And you know what? You won't be tormented by fear and worry any longer. just like those two guys that invaded that land and they came back, you know, given that great report. I just question, what report are you believing? Because you know what? If you're believing the negative, you're going to dwell in there and you're not in the kingdom of God. You're not in the kingdom of God. God's kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy. And we can have it every single day. We got to choose to want to live there. We got to choose it. It's a choice. You know, just like you go to McDonald's, you have a choice on the menu what you want to eat, right? Well, we have a choice to believe what report every single day. Is it going to be in the kingdom of God, which is righteousness, peace, and joy, or are we going to live in fear?
You know, Tim's talking about the fears. You know, in today's society, the fear is so overwhelming that depression comes upon us, okay? And all of a sudden, it's so easy for the doctors to give out pills to take you out of a reality and to take you out of awareness. And they get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. And it's sad. You know, we all work out in the world, and I see it every day. And it's such a shame because it's a shell of the person that I'm talking to. And I could tell that I'm talking to medication. I'm not even talking to the individual. I mean, the individual's down there, and you really got to, you know, drag them out. But it's such a sad thing in the society and the world that we have that we don't trust God anymore. Because really, if you're trusting in a medication for your head, you're not trusting in God. I don't care who you are. You really have to take a hold of yourself and really believe that God is for you, not against you. He feeds the birds in the air. How much more does he love you? We really have to go and trust him. I mean, we've been tested, and, you know, it hasn't been a cakewalk. If anybody that says that I'm not going to say Christianity, a relationship with God is easy, they're sadly mistaken. Sadly mistaken. Because I'll tell you what, in this walk, you will be tested, you will be tried, and it's without medication. But what happens is you become an individual in God with strength, with courage, and a humbleness, because you know that God has your back. That's all. It's not a pride. It's just knowing that you're a son and you know that you're going to be okay, because he's the one that gives you the peace. He's the one that gives you the joy. And that's what we long for. You could, whatever you think you want, excuse me, it could be a mansion, it could be a Corvette, it could be whatever you want. Go get it and see if that brings you that peace and that joy. Because it's not going to happen. You know, my joy and my peace is seeing, you know, my children fulfilled or my friends being fulfilled. That brings peace and joy to me. That brings me a lot of joy. It really does. And that's only through God. Because if you would have interviewed me 15 or 20 years ago, it was somebody totally different. But God grabbed a hold of me, knocked on my door, actually kicked my door in, and grabbed me and shook me upside down and changed my life. And our marriages are greater, our businesses are greater, our relationships are greater, and our hearts are different because they're for God's people. And that's all. It's not about running around with a collar, a white collar on your neck. It's just having that relationship with God and having that peace and that joy and being thankful and grateful for what he's given you. Like Tim was saying, you're thankful for the five fingers. That's the start. But being really thankful for where you are, that you have a sound mind. If you split up with your wife, okay, it was meant to be. If you have children, there's your blessing. But grab a hold of those relationships that are with your child. Grab them. Maybe tell them you love them. You know, we're only taught what we learned what we're taught as children. And our parents did the best that they could. We have to understand that and forgive. You want strength and power in your life, forgive. If that individual is still making you angry, just forgive them. You don't have to stay with them. Walk away. But forgive. Forgive. Because I'll tell you what, I don't care what anybody says. There's a poison that comes with unforgiveness. There's a cancer that comes with unforgiveness. There's a depression that comes with unforgiveness. There's a hatred that comes with unforgiveness. We got to forgive. And we got to forgive ourselves. That's the key. Forgive yourself, and then you can start forgiving other people. You've done the best that you can with the tools that you were given. And if you can't find it in your place in your heart to do that, cry out to God, because He'll find that place and He'll open that door for you.
You know, we've seen some of the biggest, baddest guys that we know go through life circumstances and are humbled. And they're crying out to God saying, help. You know, if you would cry out to God and just ask for help, not through your mind, but in your heart, because you need a broken and contrite heart, because God will never reject you at all. You know, God's power will take over in your life, and you'll find a salvation of a peace and a joy that you've never, ever experienced from any satisfaction in this world. You know, all of us sitting here, you know, we've been through the ringer probably 4 or 5 times through this world. We've tried everything, but nothing satisfied any of us except finding a true living relationship with God, because it's changed all of our hearts. It's changed our lives. You know, there's things that we can say we have now because God blessed us with it, just because we sought Him and we seeked after Him and just wanted to have that relationship with God. And, you know, God wants to bless everyone. But we don't go to God just for blessings. You know, we go there because we love Him, because we've seen His mighty hand in our life. You know, and we can just attest to it. You know, I was a really messed up individual 15, 20 years ago. But God started working on me. And you have to allow Him to also, because there's a willpower in everyone. And you can reject His workings. You know, God can start trying to change your heart and trying to direct your footsteps through the leading of your heart. And you can reject it. You can resist it. You have a choice. You know, He gives everybody a free will. But if you're really desperate for God, and you want to see things happen in your life, if you really cry out and you want Him, He will show Himself to you. He will prove Himself to you. And you'll see miracle signs and wonders that you've never seen before happen. You'll see doors open that couldn't open. You'll see doors shut that couldn't be shut. And all of us here can attest to it. We've seen it in our life. And we've seen it in Pastor Jim's life. You know, we are battle tested. And the only reason I say we're battle-tested is because we've been through the ringer. You know, we've seen it all. We bought the T-shirt. But one thing we can honestly say is what we have in common is we stood for truth and we stand for God. And we want to see everybody come to know God, the true living God, not this false religious God that's out there that everybody's kind of following. We want to have a true living God relationship. We want you to have that relationship. You know, because there's a lot of phony religions out there, and there's a lot of phony faith out there. But the true worshipers of God will come and worship Him in spirit and truth. And it starts by faith. Because like Sam was saying earlier, you have to create God. God doesn't exist in your life, but He really does. But He doesn't exist in your life until you start to believe. And you start to have a confidence in God, in knowing who He is, and you know what? You'll see results in your life. You truly will.
The question you have to ask yourself is, who is your God? What do you go to God for? What are you asking God for every day? If you're asking for external things like money, houses, boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, those things, God's not going to honor that. What God wants to hear from us is that we would ask Him to change ourselves. See, The problem with this world is patience. Everybody wants instant gratification, instant get everything right now. No one has any patience. There's a story in the scriptures called the prodigal son. And this boy lived with his father, who was a very rich man. And he said, you know what? I want my portion. I want my inheritance now. I don't want to wait till you die. I want it now. And his father, who was loving, said, you know what? You have a choice. That's your choice. You want your stuff now? Go into the world. Here, take all your stuff and go. And the son went into the world with lots of money. And everybody knows when you have lots of money, you have lots of friends. And this guy was surrounding himself with people who just used him left and right, spent all his money. And he sat one day, he was laying out in the field, and he was starving. And he said, you know what, if I just go home to my father, I could be like one of his hired servants, and he'll treat me better than I'm being treated right now. And you know, that's what God does for us. You know, if we have patience, and we patiently wait, and we're asking God to change us over and over and over, and asking God to help us with our patience, you know, that's called fruit. Patience is fruit. Peace is fruit. Joy is fruit. Everything else is external and doesn't matter. God knows your circumstances. He knows your struggle, and he knows what you're going through, but it's because your insides are a mess. Everyone sitting here, our insides were a mess. All we cared about was the external. We had no focus on internal at all. We didn't even worry about it. We didn't think about it. We went to God and said, God, please give us a good job. Please give us money. Please give us kids. Please give us a wife. That's what we were asking for. And God was saying, ask for me to change you from the inside. Ask me to transform you into me. And when you transform into me, then the sky's the limit. He said, you'll give you more than you could ever ask or imagine. But when you have this peace and you have this joy and you have patience, that's all you want. All you want is more of that. You don't focus on the natural anymore. You don't care about money because you know that God loves you because he changed you. He changed you from the inside. He took away your external cares, your external worries, your external fears, and he gave you an internal peace, an internal joy, a knowing that you know that you know that God loves you and he's for you. And if God is for you, who could be against you? You know, it's time that we started a relationship with God. Stop going to him and asking him for everything external. Stop going to him and asking him when you have troubles, when you have problems. God's like, where have you been? What do you come to me now for? You come to me when you have problems, when you're bitching, you're moaning. That's all the time you come to me. Where are you? I want a relationship with you all the time. I want you to meditate on me day and night, and I'll start changing you from the inside. I will change you, and you'll be transformed. It's called the metamorphosis. It's when the caterpillar goes into a cocoon and becomes a butterfly. Totally different. Not changed. Totally different. The thing that crawled into the cocoon became out totally transformed. Not the same. Not fixed. Not new tires. No. A brand new creation. And that's what he has for you. A creation of peace, joy, and righteousness. That's the kingdom of heaven. That's God. That's Christ in you, the hope of all glory. Peace, joy, and if you don't have it, then there's no God in your life. If you don't have peace, you don't have joy, you don't have right. That's the scale. That's what you have to judge yourself on. If you're always worried, always complaining, always fighting everybody, always hitting the wall, never attaining, sitting there saying, oh, that's just my luck. Nothing goes right. That's a problem. If God is for you, who could be against you? The question is God for you? And how do you get God to come for you? Because you have to start focus on the inside. Not the outside. Ask him to change you. Ask him to give you patience, give you joy, give you peace. Kurt said, doesn't come from external things. It comes from a knowing that God loves you. It comes from a knowing that God knows you and he's here for you.
The other thing, like what Sam was saying, is absolutely true. But if you're out there and you're hurting, and you don't think that God loves you, and everything in the world is going wrong, and you have things coming against you all the time, you're called. You're called for a relationship with God. He loves you just the way you are, but he wants to start that relationship. Don't ever think that you're too dirty, you've done too many bad things, because I'll tell you what, if you read our scripts, it's not pretty, all right? But Don't ever think that you're not good enough for God. If you do think that you're not good enough for God, you're in a good place. And that's the start. Because when you hit rock bottom and you can only go left or right, your left is death, your right is God. And we're praying for you tonight to turn right. Any ear that's out there, we're praying for you tonight to have that relationship with God. Log on to this website, glorytothenations.org. Pick a message. It doesn't have to be, just close your eyes and point a finger and listen to it. And God will touch you in that message. We're nothing special up here. We're just people that God grabbed for this time of the world. Because this world's nasty. And he just chose Sam to reach the people that Sam can touch. Tim for the people that Tim can touch. For me, for the people I can touch. Pastor Jim for the people that he can touch. And everybody that comes into this ministry, women, men, kids, we're all ministers of the word and the truth that's in this place. God's breaking it down. He's busting the walls. Religion's going down the toilet. If your hair's standing on the back of your neck, you better take a look in the mirror. Because he is. He's busting it up. He wants a relationship. And that's all he wanted from the beginning. And if you read the New Testament and you ask God to open up your eyes and open up your ears, you will see the truth. Because it's not a history book. Look what Jesus went through and what he was trying to say through the scriptures, through the gospels, and Paul. Listen, Peter was supposed to be Jesus' right-hand man, and Paul rebuked him. And Paul was he was beating the crap out of all the Jews. So he was a Roman. Am I right by saying that?
Correct.
Yes. So there's not a particular person that God wants a relationship with. He wants it with all people, all walks of life. But the one thing he doesn't want is pride. And he wants brokenness. And he wants a humble man.
You know, God's not a respecter of persons. It doesn't matter what color you look like. It doesn't matter what high esteem you have or how smart you are. It's just a matter of your heart. You know, if you look at a healthy relationship, it's a two-way street. You know, where one individual is communicating with the other individual and the other person's listening, and then vice versa. You know, there's a lot of relationships out there that, you know, the one person, all they're doing is complaining and telling you about how bad their day is, but they're not really telling you the truth about how they really feel. It's a, you know, when you talk about how bad your day is, that's only a surface level. You know, but God wants the true intimacy with you. You know, if you have a loved one or you have a relationship with a friend, don't you try to express everything about yourself? Well, that's the way God is with us, and that's the way we need to be with God. You know, when God speaks to us through his voice and his commands that are written on our heart, there's an inkling, there's a ushering of inspiration, of a conviction. You know, that's God's word. That's live. It's constantly speaking. And we need to do the same thing with him. You know, it's not just saying, hey, I want this, I want that, but it's telling him about us. You know, when we actually obey that conviction that's within our heart, we're expressing it back to God. That's worship. That's true living worship unto God. You're giving him homage and honor and praise. And he loves it. You know, he says, I desire obedience, which is following your heart, rather than sacrifice, going through an obligation. You ever feel like you're obligated to do something, like somebody's pushing an obligation on you, and you feel like, yuck? Well, that's what God says. Like, I don't want that. I don't want you to feel obligated to come to me. I don't want you to feel obligated to go to a church to find me. I want you to come to me because you want to. because you're desperate and you want to have an intimate relationship with me. I can change your life. You know, that's what he's really longing for. And he gives you a choice. Because I know he's tugging at everybody's heart. God even says, you know, he goes to and fro through the whole earth looking for a broken and contrite heart, and he'll never reject it. And he's looking for that intimate relationship with every single person, because every person on this earth was created by God. It wasn't created by a monkey or, you know, a robot or, you know, a test tube. Everything's been created by God. Everything. There's nothing new under the sun that God hasn't thought of or created. And we're all his children. Doesn't matter what race, creed, color, doesn't matter what you are, religion. Everybody's his children, and he wants an intimate relationship, and it's time to start now.
You know, this is a scripture, and this is one that we love in here. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and he says this. He says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Christ, and has given to us ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not counting their sins against them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. So you're all worried about what you did, your sins, whatever they call sin, it means offense. But, you know, it's not your sin at all. God said he's not counting it against you anymore. There's no more, you were bad, you were evil. It's just unbelief. What holds you back from God is just not believing, not being told the truth your whole life, not being told the real truth, that God loves you despite everything. Because if he's not counting your sin against you, what's holding you back? He's not counting whatever you've done in the past. It's all washed away. There is no yesterday. There is no tomorrow. There's right now. You have right now. You have this moment. That's called awareness. He's not counting your sins against you. It's unbelief that's holding you back. And that's the problem. It's unbelief. You've never been told the right thing. Thank God you found this ministry, because this ministry has the truth. Log on to glorytothenations.org. Come out to see us. Let the pastor give you a word. Let him get his hands on you. This place has a presence of God in here that's unparalleled. People just sit there and they weep in their seats and they get healed just sitting here listening to the truth. Because the truth might hurt, but only the truth will set you free. And if you're sick and tired of being lied to, being told that you're dirty, that you're filthy, that all these things hold you back from God, it's not true. It's not true. He is no longer counting your sins against you any longer. It's unbelief that holds you back. Remember that.
You know, having that lie of unbelief means you don't feel worthy. God says everybody's worthy to have a relationship with him. Everyone. It's your choice. You know, unbelief sets you back because you don't feel you're worthy. But every single person in this world is worthy to have a relationship with God, because he created all of us.
Christ is in everybody.
And Christ is in everyone. You know, the lie out there in the religious church is saying Christ was only in this person and this person. That's a bunch of baloney. Mm-hmm. Christ is a divine nature of God that lives and dwells within each and every one of us. Every single person. The only thing is we don't have a knowledge of it. We don't have a knowledge. We fall short and perish because we don't have knowledge. And this ministry here, we're giving out the true teachings of God. Because we want every single person, no matter if they're Muslim, Jewish, African, it doesn't matter what you are. Everybody can hear this truth and receive this truth. And the truth, like Sam said, will set you free. And you will have a relationship with God. And you know what? The biggest fear out there is death. Everybody out there in the world's fearful of dying. But when you have an intimate relationship with God and there's a trust there, it washes it all away because of his love. And love casts out all fear. And then there's no more death. You don't have to worry about death. You know why? Because we're all living spirits. You know, when we find this truth and you start applying it in your life and you're working out what's called your salvation, death loses its sting. There is no more death. Death is only a fear because we create it. That's the truth. We create the fear. So therefore, we create death within us because we're believing a lie. But God wants us to believe the truth because he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and I've given it to you. I've given you life. I've given you truth. You just need to heed my word that's on your heart because there's commandments that he put there. He predestined every single one of us. Doesn't matter who it is out in the world. We're all predestined. He knows the point that we started in this life, and he knows the time when we're going to pass on to the next life. He knows every single hair on our head, except mine. But it's the truth, though. He knows everything. And you know what? You are precious in his sight. You know, you're the apple of his eye. Every single person. It's like a diamond because he created you. And that's how much love he has for you. And he just wants to have that relationship.
I just pulled up a scripture from, this is in Revelations 21. And I think this will wrap up what we're talking about tonight. It says, and I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. And this is what we've been talking about. He says he will dwell with men, not holy men, not politicians, not with men in general.
That includes women, sir.
And women. Yeah. This was written over 200 years ago, right? Or 2,000 years ago. And this is what we're talking about. The former things will pass away, and you'll be a new creation in God. You'll think differently. He doesn't want to change you. If you like tattoos, that's awesome. If you like the ponytail, that's fine. It doesn't matter what you look like. It's the inside that God sees. Don't worry about anybody that ridicules you or points the finger and says, that's not right. Who are they to judge? Who are we to judge anybody? That's why Paul said, I don't even judge myself. Because who are we? We're all different. And how Tim was explaining about Christ, everybody has Christ in them. So everybody has a different relationship with the Father. So how am I to judge anybody else if I don't know that relationship? The only one that I know, like Sam was saying earlier, is the relationship that I have with God for myself. And I don't even want to judge that because we all fall short of the glory. That's scripture. So, at this time, you know, we thank you for joining us tonight. And we will, whoever's out there, you know, give us, log on to the website, find us on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. If you're in the area, we're in the South Jersey, we're in the Marlton vicinity, Evesham Township, stop by and see us. But find us on the website. We'd love to hear from you. We'd appreciate it. And God bless.
Amen.